ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Louis, are you warmed up? Have you flexed? Are you ready?
I'm always warm.
I thought you were going to say you're always ready, but you're always warm. Ready. John Gibbs, are you ready to see what these two come up with?
Yeah, it'll
and
be
stand
most
stand in the middle if you need to.
There's so many injuries and so many dodgy players hanging around. Anyone could get selected.
He's here. I think the New South Wales-born Billy Moore. G'day, Billy.
Hello, boys. Let me just start by firstly congratulating the seating arrangement. My little throne, incredibly uncomfortable. And the learned aspirant I'm going up against here has got glasses on. I like to see a man's eyes, but I can negate that.
Oh, put them on, Billy.
Let's go toe for toe. Now we're squared up. It's sunnies. No eye contact. Keep it very, very cards close to the chest.
So I love this time of year. You get to pretend you're an actual Queenslander, and away we go. So there's been speculation already about the Queensland team coming out today.
New South Wales?
No, by Peter Bedell, one of the leading journos up here.
He's just muckraking there. He's just trying to... Decoys.
Okay. So what I want from you, Billy Moore, and from you, Luke Lewis, is the teams you would pick.
Yeah.
So why don't we go position by position?
Yep.
We'll start with the fullbacks because that's contentious, certainly for New South Wales, and I guess to an extent with Queensland, whether it's Ponga or Reece Walsh, and now where Callum Ponga may well play. So, Louis, because New South Wales are not the defending champions, you get to go first.
Okay. Well, look, it's obviously tossed up between Dylan Edwards and obviously James Tedesco. Teddy didn't play his best game on the weekend up here, but that's one in 500,000 games that he hasn't played well. So I'm going to go Tedesco to be picked as the Blues fullback. I would have him in there purely just with the way the game's been played these days, how quick it is. I think it's a lot more based around attack, and I think he's the right man for the job.
Reaction?
I agree. I think Tedesco, Hall of Famer, he goes looking for the ball more, and as fatigue sets in, as good as Dylan Edwards is, I find him a more dangerous player, and he works his way into the game, Tedesco, and he'll just find a hole. And
he breaks a lot of tackles.
Yeah, very powerful through the hips. And they're both great players, but you're right, I find him a more dangerous number one from Queensland's perspective.
So, Gibbsy, I'll get you to be the arbiter. This is the team that these boys think they would pick.
Yep.
Do you think Tedesco will be picked or Dylan Edwards?
I think Dylan Edwards, the male is James Tedesco will be picked. But I find that incredible. I think Dylan Edwards was given the job and he hasn't done anything to lose the job. I wouldn't put out of the realms of possibility that they pick both in the 19-man squad or 20-man squad.
That's a really good point. If we could just say that what you've got here on the landscape in 26 has never happened before, you've got a six-person bench. And that allows you the luxury of doing what you just said.
Yep.
Well, you wouldn't normally take two fullbacks, but you can this time.
But I don't have a strong feeling either way, so it's not something you're going to argue about. They're both very worthy.
So James Tedesco from Louis. What about the fullback for Queensland? Billy, is it going to be Mr. Rock and Mr. Diamond?
100%. It's basically a lay-down in Mazaire. He's your man. You just can't... Why? Because he's the incumbent Australian fullback. Did his job 3-0. They won the Ashes. And he led them in a couple of those games, without a doubt, one of the best players on the park. You just have to take him. He basically won Brisbane sole lone hand, won the GF. From game, like the second last round of the competition, all the way through the finals, he doesn't play. They don't get past the Canberra game. So it has to be picked.
I'd love to argue with him, but I can't. Because he is Queensland's best fullback at the moment. Callum Ponga is an outstanding fullback as well. I do believe he'll be in the squad somewhere. He has come off the bench before. But Reece Walsh, the way he played in that grand final, big game win, big game player. And as a New South Wales player, if I was running out there, I don't want to be playing against Reece Walsh. So,
Is he the greatest X-Factor player you've ever seen?
No. I'll still go Billy Slater as that.
Yeah, interesting.
He's the most popular player in the NRL.
Got the best eyes too.
And lovely nails. He gets his fingernails painted.
That's good luck.
Yeah, that's new levels, Billy. All right, so James Tedesco will be Louis' fullback for the Blues. Reece Walsh would be Queensland's fullback. Well, Billy, while you're hot and you're sitting on that throne there, the wingers for Queensland, who would they be if you were picking the team?
Hammer and Selwyn Cobbo. Think about that. Why? I think Selwyn Cobbo he's going to get hammered with the ball in the air. We know that's coming his way, which is good because at least we know where it's going to be dropped. So that's the almost the bait we've got. And we'll surround...
That's very negative. That's where we know it's going to be dropped.
Well, the negative is the positive. We'll make sure that we know where you're going to come, so we'll plug the hole so that gives us the advantage. Okay. We know what you're thinking, but you don't know we know that. That's scary for rugby league.
It's a double negative.
Yes.
That's very scary.
That is a great thought.
And so I've got the hammer there also because he is a player you've got to have. His X factor, he doesn't actually play on the wing, but he can do it. He's done it before. The other thing, I talk about aerially, you think about the balls going up. And I don't care whether it's Tedesco or Luke Edwards, there is no more fearsome sight than having the hammer bear down on you. And he's not bearing down Main Street, Louis. He's coming in on the angle. The chance to block him makes it so much harder when you come from the side. So he's going to be coming in from the wing, whether it's in the middle or the other edge. You watch the hammer. He's absolutely going to terrorise the New South Wales catchers.
Do you think Hammer will terrorise New South Wales?
Oh, Hammer. The Hammer terrorises everyone.
Yeah,
so in open field, he's amazing. So I can't argue with the Hammer on there. Selwyn Cobbo's playing outstanding football. So, and he's, you know, he's big, he's strong, and he's fast. So that's what you need in State of Origin. So I can't complain about it. For me, I've gone a little bit left field.
Well, I'll get your field in a minute, Gibbsy. The selections by Billy, do you think they'll be right, Hammer and Cobber?
Yeah, they'll be close. I mean, they could pick other blokes. Who knows what might happen. But to disrupt the rule, the fine-tuning of that adds merit to what Billy's saying.
All right, now I'm intrigued by how deep in left field you're coming from. Louis, well, you're Blues wingers.
Yeah, I'm going two Penrith players here for the wing spots. I'm going to go Casey McLean for one wing. And I'm going to go Brian Tottle for the other.
New South Wales?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I like what he's doing.
He can do both now.
But I like how he's playing. I love his carries out of the backfield. I love how strong he is. He's got good defence. He's good under the high ball. I think he had a lot of value to New South Wales. He's only young, and I think he's there for a long period of time.
I thought you were dead against Kiwis playing for New South Wales.
But we've got to play within the rules. You said I have to pick. If I had to pick a team, it was just New South Wales.
Yeah,
I'm playing for Australia.
But you said Kalyn Ponga, he shouldn't be in Queensland. If he's going to be playing for
correct.
New Zealand.
But that's what the rules are. You're telling me this is what we think the team's going to be. So I'm playing within the rules.
This is the team you would pick. So you're going against your own belief system.
No, I'm going within the rules system.
The rules system. Okay.
That's so, what he's like, solid as a marshmallow.
And Brian Tottle speaks for himself. The amount of work he does out of the backfield, how strong he is. He's great in Origin football. I can't go past Brian Tottle.
Well, I totally agree with both those selections. Tottle has to be picked. He's the tractor. He's unstoppable. His work rate's phenomenal. Casey McLean is one of the most exciting young players. He's 20 years old, and he caught my eye about a year and a half ago, and you couldn't calibrate that this was an 18-and-a-half-year-old kid doing what he's doing, and he's only got better. But I love the way there's two sets of rules. There's the rules for all, and then there's the rules for New South Wales. So that's fine. Pick Casey McLean.
Because Queensland's never broken those. Where were you born again?
Well, it's funny you say that.
Yes.
The border back then in 1971, I'm not quite sure where it was.
I know where it was. So you tell me where you're born and I'll tell you where that is.
Well, Tenerfield.
That's a boulder. Queensland.
There's been a gerrymander.
That's a boulder, though. Casey McLean's a boulder.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen, but I would like to see him there.
I can't wait to see how, because he's only 20.
Yeah.
The Casey McLean of 25-year-old is going to get better and better and better. He's fantastic.
He did a great job as a winger for New Zealand, but I wouldn't have a problem with Josh Addo-Carr.
I wouldn't have a problem with Tom Jenkins, so it'll be interesting. All right, we better get a move on, otherwise we'll still be here about 40 minutes into the Gold Coast-Newcastle game. So while you're hot, Louis, the Blues centres, who would you pick?
Well, I can't go past Latrell Mitchell. Hopefully he's okay. We don't know if he's going to get through or not, but Latrell Mitchell is intimidating out there on the footy field. He brings out so much confidence in players. Latrell Mitchell every day of the week on my left side. I'm going to go Katoni Staggs, my right side. I love what Katoni Staggs does. He's brutal with the ball in his hand. He's a good defender. I think he would worry the Queenslanders. And he can attack. With the way the game's played today, I just love he can attack. So I'd have him in my team.
So Stephen Crichton, who's been great for the Blues,
he's missed
not
out.
There.
He's missed out.
Wow.
That's a bit stunning because I'm a massive Crichton fan, but the two you've picked are both great. There's three contenders. So Crichton's the other one that's in that trifecta, and two had to be picked. You can't disagree with any of those. My concern for Queensland was Latrell Mitchell. 2 weeks ago, was the hottest player in the world, the best player, only the best I've ever seen him. He's injured.
That's the only problem.
He's definitely injured, and how much that affects him, I don't know. But an injured Latrell Mitchell definitely helps Queensland, but they're both stars.
Do you reckon it'll be Crichton in there, Gibbsy, or not?
I think I'll stick with Crichton. Katoni Staggs has been in great form.
He has,
you know,
yeah.
Suspended at the moment, but I'd be going Crichton and Latrell Mitchell, injury depending.
Righto, Billy, your centres for Queensland are whom?
Robert Toyer.
Yep.
He's earned his spot. Forget about what he deserves, he's earned it. And this is probably the one that everyone's got conjecture over, but I'm going the incumbent. I'm going Shibasaki. Why?
Right.
Big body. Can defend. He's the current Australian centre. Again, you're playing and you played for Australia. You've won 3-0 and then you come and you go reasonably. Your season hasn't been electric, but it's been solid. I think he's earned his opportunity for game one to be there. And I want big bodies against those two blokes. I want big bodies. I don't think we need X Factor in the centres as much as I need rock-solid defence, and they will provide me that.
Toyer and Shibasaki, although the male is, it'll be Toyer and Jack Howarth from the Melbourne Storm.
Which I cannot fathom that.
Right.
I cannot fathom that. Jack Howarth of 2025, I could put him in there. I can't see how you could put him in there on 2026 form and what we've seen from Melbourne.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. I think Shibasaki should be there, play for Australia, and I don't think Jack Howarth has been killing it.
All right, let's get to the halves. And we'll start with you, Billy. 6 and 7. Now, this is conjecture with Tom Dearden, unfortunately, injured.
Yes, yeah.
Who you got?
Munster. It's been great the last couple of weeks. He's come back to form. He's a big game player. So he's there without a shadow of a doubt. And this is the one, I saw him last night. I love what I saw. Sam Walker.
Yep.
He's my man. Why? A few reasons. To me, he's earned the spot again. He's been in the system for 2 years as understudy. Why have the system if you're not going to use him when your time comes? He's been playing at the Roosters and doing well, and he's got DC with him. So, again, learn. And I saw last night everyone talks about he's not a big enough boot. Well, if you've got Walsh, you got Munster, you got Grant, he doesn't have to kick the skin off the ball. But I saw creativity, Louis. I saw X Factor last night. I saw a guy that can move around the park, and he's going to ask questions of the markers and the A defender. That will then free up Grant, especially free up Munster. I think Walker's time has come. And you adjust on his performance after game one.
So just before I get your reaction, Louis, what's yours, Billy, to the reports that Kalyn Ponga is going to play half?
Lunacy!
Thank you. What about Walker and Munster from Billy?
Look, I think Walker, again, has earned his spot. For me, it's his goal kicking that gets him there. His goal kicking is huge for him because they haven't really got a goal kicker that's really good.
Good point.
So that's a big one for him. But for a New South Wales thing, I'd like to have Sam Walker in front of me if I was the back row, if I was Ola Kawatu, which is obviously going to be on
and
the
side. And that's exactly what I thought you'd say. And again, the trap is set. We know exactly where you're going to go, what corridor you're coming down. Just leave it there. You mull your way around that one.
I love you, Billy. All right, Louis, counter. Who are your halves?
Oh, this one's a tough one for me. I think they're going to pick Mitch Moses and Nathan Cleary. Nathan Cleary's definitely my halfback. He's an ice man. He can kick goals from anywhere. His kicking game's genius. He understands the game. I know he gets criticised when it comes to Origin. Hasn't dominated Origin yet, but it's not just all on him. It's about everyone else. So he's my number 7. Now, it's Mitch Moses, but the one that I'm tossing up between, is just a 50-50. I'd love to see Strange in there. Because I reckon he's a runner in the way that this game's played. For me, I would love to see Strange in the 5'8 jersey.
So see your 5'8.
Oh, this is a tough one. But you know what? If I got to pick the team, I'd go Strange and Moses. I mean, Strange and Cleary, sorry.
All right. Ethan Strange and Nathan Cleary from Louis.
Nathan Cleary, lay down his air. Have to take him. Ethan Strange, I love it. I love him. He's a star. I reckon you might be 12 months too early.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What would scare me there? It's Mitchell Moses. Why? Because of his speed. He's got all the tricks in the bag, but the hardest thing to defend against when fatigue sets in is someone that's got that extra couple of yards of pace, and he just tears defence apart. I just think that that half combination is more lethal with Moses there based on just sheer speed.
Moses and Strange will both be in the squad.
Yeah, well, there you go. But look, the only thing for me for Moses, I haven't seen him run the ball this year. That's my only concern. Whereas, and when you're playing your weekend, week in, out football, when you go to Origin, you still stick to your week in, week out football.
Good point.
So that's my only problem, is that if he was running the ball a little bit more for Parramatta, he'd be my first pick in there with Nathan Cleary, but he's not running it.
So Louis, New South Wales, back line, James Tedesco, fullback, Casey McLean and Brian To'o in the wings, Latrell Mitchell and Katoni Staggs in the centres, obviously the caveat being Latrell Mitchell's back, Ethan Strange, his 5'8", and Nathan Cleary at half. Billy's back line. Reece Walsh, fullback for Queensland. Wingers Hamiso Tabuai-Fadau and Selwyn Cobbo. Centres Rob Toyer and Gimat Shibasaki. Cameron Munster, 5'8", and captain, and Sam Walker, the halfback. So let's get to the forwards, Louis. Who would be your New South Wales lock?
Lock. I can't go past Jose Yeo. I think Jose Yeo there. But the talk's going to be Cam Murray as well. But I've still got Cam Murray in my squad. So Isaiah Yeo for 13.
And his captain?
And his captain. Australian captain.
Yep.
He picks himself.
All right. What about you, Billy? The lock for Queensland will be?
Very late Amazir, like Louis, Pat Carrigan. I think he's there. I don't want him playing prop because I've got some other rotations, which you're going to see. So I'll just leave him at number 13.
He could be in career best form, Patrick Carrigan, couldn't he, this year?
Yeah, it's close. Yeah. He's had to carry a bit of a heavier load because no Haas. So, yes. Yeah, he's been asked more questions.
Do you think they'll both be right, Jonty?
I think so.
Okay. Second rowers, Billy Moore for Queensland. Who would you pick?
It's a little bit controversial in a way, but, again, rock solid. Queensland, we're loyal, but we're not blindly loyal. I've gone Cotter and Capewell. They've done the job before. There's going to be a high work rate. Capewell can play 80 minutes. There's a reason why the Warriors are in second spot. Capewell's there, so he's my man. He's been playing well for them. Cotter, to me, picks himself.
Because there's reports, at least, that a couple of Warriors players were told to, pack an extra... Reg Grundy or two, and Kurt Capewell wasn't among them.
Wasn't he?
He did not get a heads up, so I don't know whether that means he's not being
thought
of. Is
that from the New South Wales Mafia? Where did that mail come from?
Stop being paranoid. No, it's not from any mafia. What about Reuben Cotter and Kurt Capewell for Queensland in the back row?
Reuben Cotter, Kurt Capewell, yeah, great picks. Obviously been there, done it before, but I feel like Capey's probably at that stage now where it's the game's probably gotten too quick for him. Mm-hmm. I feel like for Origin, he's playing great football for the Warriors, but for Origin, I think it's just taken off. And who was the other one? Did you say?
Cotter.
Cotter. Reuben Cotter's playing outstanding football.
I reckon I'll go for a young buck, someone like Hillam Lukey, to partner Cotter.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Luke Lewis? Second rowers for New South Wales.
I feel like
that's contentious, isn't it?
I think there's a couple of really good back rowers, but I'm going to go Hudson Young. I think he's playing outstanding football. He's aggressive and he's made for Origin. I love it. And I'm going to go Ola Kawatu, playing outstanding on that right edge for Manly. I think he can add a lot of value, especially with Sam Walker over on that edge. I think he'd run those really nice lines. Big body, comes up with a really nice offload. He would be my pick. And the other one, that if there's an injury between those two, would be Preston. Jacob Preston.
Jacob Preston from Canterbury. So Hudson Young and Hamole Olakau'atu, with their form, they would worry you, wouldn't they, Billy?
Yes. Best form is your current form. I gave man of the match last night to Olakau'atu. He's outstanding. He ran for about 260 metres. He's treating people, he's fly-swatting people out of the way. He's lethal. Giving the ball the right time, right spot, hard to stop. And that's why I've got someone like Capel and Cotter doing their thing. They're going to have to actually take someone that's ferocious down. Hudson Young picks himself. He's been in dynamite form, actually. I'd say career best form again. He's been that way for probably 18 months.
We're only 35 minutes away from the footy. Gold Coast and Newcastle to get us started. Billy will be in the ground at that stage with Quentin Hull and Zane Bojack. All right, Louis, front rowers for New South Wales.
Please. I'm going to go forward.
Jackson Ford.
Jackson Ford. I think he's been really, really good this year. Plays big minutes. He's got like five or six man of the matches this year. And playing in a good quality side. So I'm going to go Jackson Ford and Fanua Blake in the middle of the field. I think they all both play big minutes. They've both got some really good skill and they can lay a great platform. And their leg speed for this game is really good. So I think they can match it for State of Origin.
We talk about career best form. Jackson Ford's been remarkable.
He has been.
Oh, you're a bit hesitant.
I am. I've got a conjecture. And as you said, form is amazing and he's been tearing apart. But there's a thing called NRL, there's a thing called Origin. You know the difference, I know the difference, and you don't know the difference until you played it and it takes 10 minutes. You can't adapt. You've got or you haven't. I just don't know whether Jackson Ford's big enough and plays in the style in Origin that's going to work.
See, my argument to that is he epitomises Origin.
Okay. Well, we're about to find out.
Interesting that today even, they may well swap it, Mitch Barnett, who comes into reckoning as well, starts the game for the Warriors. Hmm. Jackson Ford's on the bench. Possibly both be there.
Well, I have no doubt, but I've just got a question mark on a starting front row spot in Origin for Jackson Ford. The other guy, Fanua Blake, picks himself.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, your front rowers, Billy, for Queensland. Who would you pick?
Lindsay Collins and Tino Fasua-Maloe. I think that they're... again, Lindsay Collins, because the Chooks are going well, and he starts. People want to put him on the bench and bring bench forwards from NRL into the starting side for the Queensland. I think you've got to be a starting player in the NRL side to start in Origin. It's just one of those things where you just got to be a starter. There's a nuanced difference between a front rower off the bench and a front rower starter, in my opinion. Mm. And it gets accentuated at Origin because of the ferocity and line speed. You cannot be overcomplicated. You are going to get smashed. You have just got to get that one or two extra yards. Lindsay Collins can deliver that. And I think this is the year we see Tino become Super Tino.
Because he's been like nowhere. He's had kryptonite this year.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. I said, I haven't heard his name said once this year. Last year, it was every second week.
Yeah.
Tino Fasumali this, Tino Fasumali over that. It was ridiculous. Right now, it's like...
crickets.
Where's he been? I thought he was injured. I had to ask, has he been playing?
Well, he's not injured. This is the moment. Cometh the hour, cometh the man. Super Tino.
He's been getting fitted for a cape.
Lindsay Collins has killed it.
Yes,
in Origin.
He's killed it in Origin. I reckon Collins and Fasumalawi out of form by their standards. Both of them.
Concur.
All right, Billy, your Queensland hooker. It's got to be Harry, hasn't it?
Correct. Easy. The question is, does he play 80? If he does play 80, does at one stage he slip out of 9 back to 13? But, yeah, he'll play 80 probably.
All right, we'll get your bench shortly, and it's going to take a while. It's a six-man bench instead of a four-man. Louis, New South Wales hooker.
I did a coin toss on this twice today and landed on heads. And I was coin tossing between Blake Braley and Reece Robson. But it landed on Reece Robson twice. So
right, okay.
Go on, Reece Robson.
That's the science. I like it.
Yeah, it was a hard one. I love Blake Braley. I think he would suit Origin. I think he's ready for Origin. But Reece Robson, again, off the coin toss, the way his form's been over the last 4 to 5 weeks, it's hard to argue. He didn't play great last night, but I'm going to stick with the coins and back it. So I'm going Reece Robson.
And he has been really good for the Roosters,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Yeah.
They'll probably take both. And I'm a big fan of Braley as well. He's Origin written all over him. And I think because of the six-man bench, you can have a designated number 9 off the bench. He's got utility. In fact, he'll be able to play other spots on the field, Braley.
Okay.
We have a live Song of the Week from Dennis Carnahan upcoming, although he's disappeared. He might have got nervous. He's out the back. He's not looking for his guitar, Louis. You didn't get to it, did you?
Maybe not.
Oh,
maybe.
No. All right, so how should we do the benches? Well, shall we separate them backs first and then forwards?
We'll just do 3 and 3.
Okay, well, give us your first 3 then, Billy. Britton Nicara, Tom Flegler. What a comeback that is from the injuries he's had.
And Fini Fuiaki, one of the greatest names of all time.
He's been playing great for the Dolphins, hasn't he?
He is our Ola Kawatu. In a way, he's got the edge back rower, runs with venom. If there's fatigue, if there's hesitance at all in basically the connectivity of that the back line between the forwards and the backs, he'll rip a hole in there. So he's definitely there. Flegler again has played great at Clubland, but he can't be a starter because he doesn't start for the Dolphins. You're not going to put him out there in Origin. That's where Collins and him just rotate around. And Britton Nicara, fantastic Queenslander.
Yeah, so that's your first 3. What about you, Luke Lewis?
Oh, I'd go Mitch
Barnett. When I think Queensland, I think Britton Nicara.
That's yes, too Louis. Funny. I'd go Mitch Barnett, Keon Kolomatangi, and Braley.
Hang on. Mitch Barnett, Keon Kolomatangi has been really good for South Sydney this year, and Blake Braley. So do you think we will get a lot of evenly divided time with the hookers this year with the six-man rotation?
They'll take 2, and I reckon they'll take maybe even another half just in case something happens during the week. Maybe even, it could even be a fullback. I'm not too sure, but I reckon they'll carry maybe, yeah, a ball player, a fullback, and an extra winger, an extra centre winger that will sit in between that sixth spot, those six rotations.
Do you think they'll go 2 specialist hookers, Jonty? It's been the way, hasn't it?
I think they will. And
you have to.
The only other one that I would consider would be Apikoroyos, who literally can play halfback and play all those.
Don't you find that's the exciting thing about this?
Yeah.
You're going to have 4 superstars who won't even get on the park. And that's I know a few key people have made some great points. Quinton Hull's talked about it, but that's the way it's going to be. The luxury of this is great, and just the way you can basically play around with superstars. Yeah, I've got the luxury. I'm going to take you, but you won't be playing.
And don't worry about Fini Fuiaki. What about Cooley Kefu?
Oh, same
Listen,
bloke.
Don't you two just start Cooley Kefu, your chest Fini Fuiaki. All right, Louis. Your last 3 on the bench.
Last 3, I'd have Mitch Moses in my squad.
Right, because you've picked Ethan Strange.
I picked Ethan Strange, only because I really love him. I think he's made for Origin. The other one would be Crichton.
Angus Crichton?
Yeah, because he's been there, done it, and also if Latrell Mitchell goes down. And the other one is Preston.
Angus Crichton or Stephen Crichton?
Stephen Crichton.
Stephen Crichton, okay. Yeah.
Yep. And Preston.
Jacob Preston. All right, so your bench, Mitch Barnett, Keon Kolomatangi, Blake Brayley, Mitch Moses, Stephen Crichton and Jacob Preston.
Good. Yeah, I like
good.
It.
Good.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you nervous?
No.
Okay. Not like Fuiaki.
Game's over by then.
Wow. All right, well, what's your last three then, Mr. Queenslander?
Oh, listen to this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready? Louis, you ready? Thomas McCauley. He is absolutely destroying them, the Cowboys. Going to be lethal off the bench. He's going to not only bend the line, he's going to absolutely cut it apart. Max Plath, he's earned the right. He can play a bit of everything. I saw a role where he was doing an Ozaio, one off the ruck. We know he can play in nine. But he's something that come with the outcome with him. And he'll do what is asked of him. And then, brrr, ping, Kalen Ponga.
So you got Kalen Ponga down in jersey number 19.
Yeah, just suddenly.
Well, it doesn't really matter what the jersey numbers are.
No. See, he's just that smoky that's hanging out, and all of a sudden, through the smoke haze, off the bench, all of a sudden, there's rippling through the crowd. It's Kalen.
Can I ask one question? Why is there going to be a smoke haze when he comes out?
We're going to throw some smoke box on it.
I hope you're not waiting.
Extra effect.
I hope you're not waiting for Thomas McCauley to score a match-winning try. 98 NRL games, no tries, none.
Oh, we've got a morsel. Thank you, John. So, Queensland, and I'm going to ask you to work out who's more accurate with the teams you think will be picked here, Jonty. Queensland team for Billy, Reece Walsh, Hamiso Tabuai-Fadoo, Rob Toya, Guimet Chibasaki, Selwyn Cobbo, Cameron Munster and Sam Walker. And then from lock to front row, Pat Carrigan, Ruben Cotter, Kurt Capewell, Lindsay Collins, Harry Grant and Tino Fasua-Mala-Awi. And a bench of Britton Nickera, Tom Flegler, Kelekefu Finifuiaki, Thomas McCauley, Max Plath. And the last one was again, Billy?
Smokies, Kalen Ponga!
All right, Louis, your team was for the Blues, James Tedesco, fullback. Do you want any sound effects during
no,
your set?
No. Let's, now the great man over there wants to do it.
Casey McLean and Brian To'o in the centres, Latrell Mitchell and Katoni Staggs in the centres, To'o and McLean on the wings. 5'8", Ethan Strange from Louis, halfback Nathan Cleary, lock and captain Isaiah Yeo, second row is Hudson Young and Hamoli Olakuatu, front row is Jackson Ford and Adam Fanua Blake, hooker Reece Robson. And the bench of Mitch Barnett, Keon Kolomatangi, Blake Brayley, Mitch Moses, Stephen Crichton, and Jacob Preston.
Sound effects? Crickets.
Okay, crickets. So based on those two sides, yes. I think that Louis' side, and this is not, you know, making a judgment, but Louis' side will be far more accurate than Billy's.
Smoking for a really balanced New South Wales comment.
No, nothing to do with it, I'm just saying.
You've just been smashed, Billy.
You've lost.
There we go. Here we go last
Billy,
year.
You know, Billy, the reason why we're nice and quiet is because we're nice and humble. We're going to fly under the radar, and New South Wales are going to win.
I wonder that when you lose game one, you'll tear this side apart, and you put in the B team, and all of a sudden, you fracture.
On the back of a 9-0 penalty count in game two, and Zach Lomax, who couldn't kick his hat, you're really good.
Wow.
Thrill! Thrill, remember that? You saw that Thursday night. Thrill! Well, throw it. Throw the baby out of the bathwater. We're really being balanced now, aren't we?
For those who are listening and not being spat on like our wonderful people out the front here, that was a cat noise.
Real.
It's a weird cat noise, but a cat noise nonetheless. Billy, you better go inside through that. The haze, the smoke haze that will greet you.
Well,
in
he's
that
coming
venue.
Out today, isn't he? Ponga! See you, boys.
Oh, I love this man, seriously.
Oh, it's hard not to love him, but equally, it's hard not to worry about
that
him.
That is so good.
He might make Origin.
Oh. He's run marathon. You can see why. It feels like he's run one just now. Good on you, Billy. Billy Moore, who'll be on with Quentin Hull very soon, and Zane Bojack inside Lang Park for Gold Coast against Newcastle. I'm exhausted, and I just sat here in between you.
Yeah, there you go. I was exhausted too. Billy was still on my energy over there.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio. ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
And now, Our panel of ABC Rugby League experts handle 6 questions in 3 minutes. Can they avoid getting stuck on the fence? And can the referee, Andrew Moore, avoid going into the bunker? It's time for 6 again.
John Gibbs, how far away do you think New South Wales women's origin coach John Strange, multiple premiership winner, might be from an NRL coaching gig?
I think he's got all the attributes and I think he could be quite close. And if he, you know, takes his son Ethan with him, who knows, that might enhance his opportunities. Look, I think it's obvious that John Strange is a quality coach. Whether or not he wants to, you know, go transition into the men's game remains to be seen. But I'm sure that he would be a fine coach.
I think he'll stay in the women's game for a long time. He's doing a great job.
Louis, has your opinion, we've heard what's now likely, but has your opinion on who should be named Queensland halfback changed since last week?
New South Wales halfback, did you say?
Queensland's
halfback. Sorry, I didn't hear that last part. Look, I don't really care about Queensland, to be fair, but I don't want to see Callum Ponga and Reece Walsh in the same team as a Blue, to be fair with you. The other thing is, who's their goal kicker? I'm not too sure who their goal kicker is at the moment. That's why I thought they might have been leaning towards Sam Walker, but... Callum Ponga, Reece Walsh in the same side is scary.
Well, Ponga would be their goal kicker, I assume. Gibbsy, is Ivan Cleary a walk-up start to coach New South Wales in Origin in 2028?
Well, it depends what happens and it depends what Ivan wants to do. But Ivan's, coaching prowess is unparalleled, to my way of thinking, in the modern game. He is one of the icons of coaching. And if he puts his hand up, I think it would be remiss of New South Wales not to be listening. And depending on how things are going, how Ivan's life is, I think he would be a perfect choice.
I'll put that down as a yes. Luke Metcalf, Louis, has signed a 3-year deal for St George Illawarra, with St George Illawarra. If you throw in Keon Kolomatangi and Scott Drinkwater, could the turnaround be quick for the Dragons?
Well, those 3 signings, absolutely. I think Keon Kolomatangi is a big signing for him. He's a great footballer and he adds a lot of value to the side. Drinkwater, if he continues to play the way he's playing at fullback, I think he can add a lot of value. He's coming back to Sydney and he's got a lot of friends here as well that I know are looking forward to in company. And then you throw Lukey Metcalf in, absolutely.
Gibbsy, the West Tigers have slumped to 10th. Have they fallen off a cliff or is it only because of injury?
Oh, it's because of injury. I mean, that's been a motivating factor. But the problem with that is when you go through a tough time, if you're not winning games, you lose confidence. So, yes, they have got so many key players out. You know, Buller, Dewey, Corius out. I mean, that's 3/4 of their spine. So that is a problem. The young players suffer a crisis of confidence. They haven't fallen off a cliff, but it's damaging.
Samuela Finu too. Louis, finally, what's been your highlight for Magic Round so far?
Oh, probably just the whole weekend, to be fair. Everything's been great. Like, the people, the place walking around here, seeing everyone's smiles on their face. But it's me bumping into everyone in the streets and having a chat about rugby league and people we haven't seen for ages. Again, Gary Larson this morning, seeing, obviously Darryl Broman and just all that type of stuff. I love the footy. We do it every weekend, which is awesome, and it's a great highlight. But it's all the little things around it that I love.
It remains a unique experience, Jonty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it is great. And the vibe is positive, and everyone is in a good mood, and it's lovely. The weather has looked a little bit dubious on occasions, but it has held out. I think there's more likelihood possibly of rain today because it's steamy. It's steamy in Brisbane, and we're getting to the end of May. But on field, Tolutau Kola's individual try was just stupendous.
Oh, we've got a wow moment to come. That'll be later, if we've got time after the game. But even looking around the forecourt here, you've got Newcastle Knights jerseys, Warriors jerseys, Canterbury Bankstown jersey.
Manly.
Manly Warringah jersey, they're the Seagulls. West Magpies jersey from years gone by. Plenty of Broncos jerseys today and plenty of Warriors jerseys. Bearing in mind they go head-to-head, Gold Coast Titans jerseys and Gold Coast Chargers jerseys.
I guarantee you there'll be a Bears one running down the...
Yes.
The concourse here soon.
In the next 10 or 15 minutes. It'll have a brother from another mother in it, the great Billy Moore. And there was a great penalty shootout yesterday in front of us here. Billy Moore getting photos taken. And who was getting more taken, Billy or B1 and B2?
Well, it was B1 and B2 took off early.
Yeah, and then B3 came in his North jersey.
And it was game over.
0467 920 222 to send a text message on this Sunday afternoon. And we will be catching up with Sam McIntyre. We'll look at those 3 games in a moment. In the New South Wales Cup now, South Sydney 14, leading Manly 6. That game is into the second half of the New South Wales Cup. And like I say, the text line is there for you on 0467 920 222. Long-time Saints fan. It's interesting how times change. It was Saints or South in the 70s, Broncos and Sharks in the 80s, Roosters, Cowboys in the 90s as the dominant teams. None of us like to see our team get the wooden spoon. However, it's inevitable when it's going to get it, says Bob. How does Ponga play halfback in Origin when he couldn't do it at NRL level? Where Nathan Brown put in there. From my perspective as a Knights fan, I hope he's left out altogether, let alone be picked at halfback and up in the front line defending, copping hard running forwards and him all night. That's from Stu. Well, I think, Stu, you're going to have to accept the fact that he is going to be there in whatever position. Jonty?
And he's all. Reece Walsh also is a pretty handy goal kicker too. But just on the question that you asked, Louis, about the Dragons with those three signings, they have got a lot of great young talent coming through. You know, like the Couchman brothers, Dylan Egan, Hamish Stewart. These are all good players, you know. Loco Jr., Pacific Tonga. So you put those players with the experienced players that they buy, things could turn around quickly.
What does that mean for Daniel Atkinson?
Well, it means you're going to have a bit of depth. What does it mean for young Reed?
Well, he's going to have to earn his spot. He's got to learn to defend Cade Reed.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is he was brought up as being, you know, a star, like, for instance, and that's how easy things can change.
100%.
He'll learn. He'll get there. Cade Reed will get there, believe me.
So if you're picking the Saints team next year now, would you have Atkinson in the halves with Luke Metcalf?
Oh, I don't know.
You'll see how it plays out.
I don't feel like that's a really good combination, looking at the way that they both play.
Yeah.
NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
Rugby League is on your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio,
and ABC Listen.
Well, a great win for North Queensland last night over the Sydney Roosters, and it was a way that we're not used to seeing them win games. It was on the back of courageous defence. They had two players through the match sent to the sin bin at various times, Matt Lodge and then Ruben Cotter. That last one was very dubious. They were down 6-0 early when Cody Ramsey scored that try. But even though they couldn't get over the line in the second half, they held on to win 18-12. And getting 3 points in the ABC Player of the Year from Luke Lewis was Sam McIntyre. Gee, had a hard-working game. He kept bobbing up all over the place, including on this show today. G'day, Sam. How are you going?
Mate, thank you very much. I think that's a bit biased from a hard-working back rower himself there.
Yeah, well, he never worked that hard.
No, correct.
Mate, well done. You guys, I'm sure if the result was the other way, you'd be very battered and bruised today. It was a very physical game, and you lot had to work really, really hard, especially in defence. And I'm sure you're all proud of the way that turned out.
Yeah, 100%. Sometimes you can't always control the result of an outcome, but you can definitely do everything you can control with your efforts in the game. And if something had happened late in the game and we might have lost, it would have been pretty heartbroken, but we definitely would have been proud about the way that we sort of showed up and fought for each other. And we had quite a lot to play for last night. We had a young fella on debut. We had a guy make a club debut, and then we had two of the boys play their 100th game. So, and it was magic ground. So we had a lot to play for, and yeah, it was good to achieve that win and for those boys.
See, we keep getting told that in the modern game and with the set restarts and the speed, we can't have games like we had yesterday. And you guys play a lot of high-scoring games. What was different in that game yesterday that meant you were able to keep them out and equally they were able to keep you from scoring in the second half?
Yeah, to be honest, mate, I'm one of those big believers too about the way the rule changes and stuff have gone. And I think we just both defended well, and I think we both, I guess, the opposite to complement each other. I guess we both sort of, the way our defensive systems work really well against each other. And I think it was like a bit of a tail of the tape last night, sort of styles make fights. And I think the way we were able to put them under a bit of pressure and cause them to make a few errors, which I don't think many teams have done against them so far. And then the way they defended against us, they're one of the top teams in the competition. And the way they were able to control us throughout their yardage defence, and then especially when we got down the trial line, they're one of the best teams that sort of work in that bit of wrestle over, just that little bit, just to give them enough time for a set line. And yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah, Sam, well done on your game last night. You played outstanding. You've been playing some really good football this year, but can you take me into the sheds for a minute? Just talk to me what Toddy Payton was saying after the game. He must have been super proud as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was funny. A couple of years ago, we beat the Roosters on a similar sort of thing. We had like all the Origin boys out, and it was Jackson Purdy's first game, and we came back and we won that game after everyone sort of wrote us off. And Paul Bowman and Toddy were like, "That's one of the best Cowboys wins of all time." And then last night they were like, "Yep, we topped that last night." That was one of the best performances, I guess, playing for those boys and their milestones. But then also sort of, I rarely you win a game when someone goes to the bin, let alone two. So yeah, I was very proud of that performance.
Well, the first one you had going the bin, you didn't let any points in. That's a massive effort on its own.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about that on the field too. We're sort of saying that, like, we hold them out, they'll be pretty deflated after that 10 minutes, and be able to hold them out during that time. And then as soon as we got Lodgie back on the field, we went and scored. So I could only imagine how deflating that was for them. So, yeah, good.
Absolutely. And what about the talk with the boys? I suppose you'd have to be pretty confident coming out of that. You've been playing pretty good football, a little bit up and down, I suppose, this year, but starting to find your flow. But you'd get a lot of confidence out of that win against the Roosters last night.
Oh, absolutely. I think all the games that we have lost, I guess we've bounced back well from them, and we sort of turned those losses into lessons, I guess. Like last week against Parramatta, I guess the way we ended that game was pretty disappointing. We just didn't sort of sum it up well at the end of the game. And then this week we did the complete opposite and iced it for the last 30 minutes. So it was, really, really happy with sort of how we're going this year. Obviously, you know what it's like, NRL, it's tough to be up every single week. So there's, unfortunately, sometimes, especially this time of year, there's some performances that may not be your greatest, but it's sort of what you take from it. And yeah, definitely.
Sam, one of the things that Todd Payton has wanted to work on is your form away from home, because that has not always been good. But that seems to have turned around as well. That's your fourth consecutive win away from Townsville, which is impressive. Season's gone by, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I think we nailed it sort of now, like being away, I guess, deciding whether or not we're going to come up the day before the game or maybe 2 days before the game, and sort of how the week's sort of scheduled. And yeah, there's a lot of credit to sort of our performance stuff as well as the coaches sort of organising that. And yeah, every time that we sort of come down here, we're fresh, ready to go. And yeah, everyone's been putting in good performances down here.
And you had a good following yesterday as well. When some of those contentious decisions were given by the referee, you certainly knew that the Cowboys were outnumbering the Roosters in support. You had a lot of support.
Yeah, usually when we play at some court, we don't have that many supporters, but it was good. Magic Crown, I think most of the crowd, even the Queenslanders that might have been Broncos fans or other fans, would have been backing us over the Roosters. So
big opportunity for you this year with the injury to Jeremiah Nene. I know that he came back for that one game, re-injured his shoulder, but you made that left edge your own. So, I mean, you and Heelan Lukey have been working beautifully. You must be very proud of the way you've been given that opportunity and you've risen to the occasion.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, it's a bit of a change for me. Sort of been playing through that middle third of the field the last few years. That sort of ball playing sort of role, and then yeah, this year just with sort of what's happening with the team and with Meyer out, and just sort of put my hand up to sort of play that spot. I've covered centre, back row, jumped in at halfback for 10 minutes there last year. Like, sort of been thrown around a lot, but that's part of my game, being versatile and sort of changing positions. And yeah, really, really happy with sort of the role that sort of gives me, and he gives me the belief to go out and do my job wherever I'm playing. So yeah, it's good to lock down a spot there.
Sam, can I just ask you about the travel? You mentioned that and getting it right, and now you're performing really well away from home. I know Brisbane's not too much trouble from Townsville, but you play in Sydney and you're a former West Tiger. It's often, you know, Townsville, Brisbane, Sydney, or when you got to go to Melbourne. So it does get a bit tougher. How do you expect it to be for the Perth Bears or the PNG Chiefs when they come in? Is that going to be a progress in learning as they go along? Is that going to be tough?
Yeah, I think it will be tough. I think they're going to need to get a bit of support, I guess, from the NRL in terms of their scheduling. maybe there might be a few times where they might have to play back-to-back games in Queensland and they can sort of stay for a week or sort of manoeuvre it maybe that way. And then also charters. Charters also help as well. So I guess there will be a bit of a grace period there, sort of figuring out what's best. But I'm sure they'll hire the appropriate staff and the professionals that know that stuff way better than us players, and we just follow the lead of whatever they want to do. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be a bit of a struggle to start with, but I reckon I'll nail it.
Yeah, now adding to the merit of last night's victory was Tom Dearden was out, and in recent times, record hadn't been that good without Tom, which is understandable. He's such an influential player. But State of Origin coming up, selections tomorrow. Normally we have heaps and heaps and heaps of North Queensland Cowboys, no matter how the side's been going. I don't know whether there'll be that much, there'll be that many tomorrow, but that's going to be a big change too, navigating through this period. You get South next week at home, but that's going to be interesting in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a New South Walesman, so I absolutely hope that none of the boys get picked because they've been going red hot. I think if Tommy Chester misses out, he'll be pretty unlucky. I've been really proud of the way he's been going this year, especially after his sort of bad form of knee injuries that he's sort of had, the poor fella. And even Cliffo with Mud going down, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets picked. And, yeah, I think obviously Ruben's probably a lock, but I think Helam Lukey would be a great addition to that side if he does get picked.
How does it go up there after the Origin? Do the Queensland do they give you a bit of banner, a bit of crap when they win the Origin series, or
a bit of lip?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I was sitting with breakfast down at Ruben this morning, and we were having a laugh about when the team was named and all that sort of stuff. And we're saying that the Blues will name their side 1-19 tonight probably, and then the Queensland will wait till we name our team before they name theirs tomorrow morning. So he just gave me a little dirty look. me and Drinky for sure. We always get into the mud and Rudes a lot. So yeah, it's pretty funny.
Awesome performance. Great defensive display, especially from you and your teammates. A hard-earned win over the Roosters. Well done. Thanks for joining us. Safe travels back home.
Nah, been a pleasure, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
ABC Sports coverage of the NRL Premiership.
NRL Sunday.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Hi, this is Chris Barth, a new member of the ABC's weekend team this year. I'm a Parramatta Eels supporter. Can be difficult at times, but I do love the NRL and I have many thoughts about it. Many. But right now, we are after your first thought. The first thing that comes to your mind when Andrew mentions the topic. And don't be like John Gibbs. It's not your second or third or fourth, fifth or sixth thought. Just your first thought. Sorry, Gibbsy.
Thank you, Chris. I'd imagine this will get a pretty wide-ranging response when it comes to your first thought. Who or what is your first thought when I ask, who is the GOAT? You know what that means, don't you? The greatest of all time. Now, it can be a player, a team, a coach, a referee, a mascot. Take it any way you choose. Who is the GOAT? And what is your first thought? You can let us know by phoning in on 1300 361 700. That's 1300 361 700, or by sending a text message to 0467 920222. The GOAT, what or who is your first thought? My first thought to get the ball rolling, Cameron Smith. Record 433 NRL games speaks for itself, but also 42 Origin games for Queensland, 56 Test matches for Australia, predominantly as at the arduous position of hooker. You throw in four All-Stars games, and he's played around 540 top-level rugby league games and was elite until the end. Queensland captain, Kangaroos captain, a great player, and some might even say he's a great referee as well. But I just love watching Cameron Smith play. So there you go. My first thought is Cameron Smith for the GOAT. Who or what is yours? 1300 361 700 is the number to call, or text 0467 920222. Go for it. John Gibbs, the GOAT. Who is it for you?
Andrew Johns for me, and such an influential player at all levels. And Andrew Johns, just that was straight in. That was an easy one for me. All of the shuffling, no shuffling there. It was just, apart from Nathan Lyons, straight to Andrew Johns.
Yes, that's right. What about you, Luke Lewis?
Mine went straight to a couple, actually. I had 1,000 of them, actually. But
what was the first one to pop into that?
Well, it was sort of simultaneous. It was really simultaneous.
Just give me one.
Can I give you two?
No.
Okay. No, my one was Billy Slater. Oh, I think he was the best player I've ever played with.
Billy Goat.
Ellie ever played against. I think what he'd done for the game and how he's changed the fullback role, amazing. His try-scoring ability was ridiculous. He's gone into coaching. He's dominated Orange coaching too. All-round good fella. But I just feel like the way he played rugby league, you every time you heard Billy Slater was on the field, or if you were a supporter, everyone wanted to watch. So Billy Slater for me.
All right, well, they're three pretty fair ones, aren't they? Andrew Johns from Gibsy, Billy Slater for Luke Lewis, and Cameron Smith for mine.
And my second one
Yeah,
but it's a different...
Goat, first thought, 1-300-361-700 or text 0467-920-222. My first thought would be the King Wally Lewis, definitely bar none, says Mark. Well, I reckon Billy's might be the same. We'll ask after 1 o'clock. Goat is Ray Warren. Yeah, that's a great call. Josh, and thank you for the addition to that text. Cam Smith, easy, says Mick from Bulleye. G'day, gents. First thought, there's only one, Wally Lewis. Never has there been a player who can single-handedly influence an outcome, from Michael listening at Balmain. 0467-920-222. Another says simply Wally Lewis. Hi, Andrew, Luke and Jonty and Billy. Happy Magic Round. Love the show. Our first thought, Cam Smith, up the mighty Mossman Sharks. Your mate Slim and Hands from Mossman in far north Queensland. That's Mossman with two S's. Thank you, Slim. Thank you, Hands. Hope you have a great day. Which team has the highest percentage success with captain's challenges? Which team the lowest? I don't know the answer to that. Pete, do we even know?
Well, Gibsy should have.
Gibsy, no, I was about to ask you, Gibsy, do we even know if we have a tally of that anywhere?
Oh, there would be, the league would have a tally. They've got all the metrics. But I'll tell you what, there's more frivolous, ridiculous challenges towards an end of a match. If they've got them, they just think they might as well spend them.
That's also true. Curlene Mackay.
Save first, it up for next week.
Like frequent flyer points.
Curly says Graham Langlands. Andrew Johns is another one. 0467-920-222. Quick call. George has phoned through from Mackay. G'day, George.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Excellent, mate. Who have you got?
Got the King Wally Lewis, mate.
Yeah, I think he might be very, very popular as this day goes on, as he is already. He was great, wasn't he? Origin, every level.
He was. Happy birthday for yesterday too, Gibbsy. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, George. I was talking to someone in the street yesterday and naming players that were great, and I said Andrew Johns and Wally Lewis. I didn't even know that this was going to be the subject.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Saturday.
Rugby League is on your radio. ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen. On Grandstand Rugby League, let's hear our man of sound, Dennis Carnahan's Song of the Week.
A special treat for you today. It's a special treat for anyone who didn't know, hasn't listened to the broadcast. Johnny Gibbs turned 70 just yesterday, so I've written a little love song for Johnny Gibbs. Hey, a big round of applause for Johnny.
He seems a little crazy. He seems a little strange. He can't find his iPhone or his handwritten page. He loves to share a morsel. He really loves to talk. He's like an old school teacher without any chalk. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. When he eats a pie, it's on his shirt and his sleeves. He can't sit still, he's always flapping around. If rugby league's a circus, then he's the clown. He ran with his socks down. He sparkled in attack. His blonde mane flowing and his head thrown back. Now he's a bit fragile, but his mouth hasn't slowed. He's got an army shoulder, he lets everyone know. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. He's been a broadcaster over 40 years. He's got the wrong jacket, can't find his sheets. When he's due on air is when he needs to pee. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s.
He talks and talks for days. He talks to octopuses, 'cause they can't get away. He loves to lick bones. He loves to buck moon. He's told the same joke 3 times, and he'll tell it again soon. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. He had a birthday dinner at his favorite Chinese. His favorite snack is a mandarin. He'd like to use a nozzle to keep things clean. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Sing it with me. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Johnny Gibbs is in his 70s. Johnny's best friend is imaginary. He can't sit still. He's always flapping around. If rugby league's a circus, then he's the clown.
Ah. Woo! You nearly made it, dog. You nearly made it through.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio,
and ABC Listen.